is training in Fort Campbell to help out in a couple ways. Your flight above the cool and charcoal.
Good morning. Good morning, my friends. This is just Norm. And it's Saturday morning, July the 9th, I believe. 2016. It's about 89 degrees, maybe 90, with 70%+ humidity. And so they're saying the heat index is probably 99 to 100 degrees here in West Central Florida, specifically Dunedin. I am in my beloved Hammock Park, currently adjacent to the Dunedin American Little League Fisher Fields. I'm trying to deliberately slow down my rate of speech in my legs because I feel just a bit amped up, or jacked up, as I would like to say, or maybe even anxious. Contributing factors are either coffee, the busyness of this week, or the worries of the world. Maybe a combination of all. And this beautiful, beautiful scenery I'm looking at will serve, hopefully, to help clear the clutter and let the gentle breeze blow through my mind. I've currently crossed over Cedar Creek and into the first dedicated hammock trail, which is Skinner Trail. I've taken that in an easterly fashion, where I will now curl around and head south on Grant Trail. I think it's been a couple weeks since I've been up here in the hammock. On the weekdays, I'm found either on the Courtney Campbell Causeway or the Dunedin Causeway. And most weekends I'm here, with the exception of the weekends where Mrs. Rosenberg works and I can't get up early enough to get here in time to get back home and watch my girls. So I've missed my precious hammock walk, which is still intact against developers as the fight, or maybe a better word is protest, rages on by the citizens of Dunedin against the city commissioners and Our Lady of Lourdes Catholic Church, which is also adjacent to the property. Admittedly, I have not participated to a large extent in the railing against the city. I'm turning on Harris Trail now over the little metal footbridge. But I've made my voice known via emails to the mayor and with my fellow lovers of the hammock, and I've signed the petitions. I just haven't... Oh, there goes a bunny. I think I scared him. I just haven't attended the city commission meetings in protest. I forgot to add that animal to the list of animals in the park when I was discussing it with my wife this morning before I left the house. She said, "Watch out for bears." I said, "Thank you, dear, whom I love with all my heart, but there are no bears in Hammock Park." I further went on to point out that there are no deer or any other large, dangerous animal, but that only my sightings have been turtles, butterflies, and squirrels. But I forgot about the bunnies. Morning. Sorry if I startled you. I don't think there's another quiet, peaceful place in Pinellas County than here. I said, I don't think there's another quiet, peaceful place. That's right. Little Fluffy was barking away at me there, making it a point to engage my fellow enjoyers of the park to I don't want it wild fluffy up anymore, so I'm trying to tone it down a bit. Let's take a walk break, because I'm just a bit out of sorts now. I thought I had a flow going there, and I did. But I'm trying to engage all my fellow enjoyers of the park so that we can agree together on the beauty and the peacefulness of this place. Listen, I mean, just listen. I live in one of the most densely populated counties in Florida, Pinellas County, where trucks and buses and cars and loud music and hustle and bustle of activity, constant clamor for our attention. And here, in the heart of it, I have the jewel, I have the gift to be able to come out here in well-managed and procured trails and enjoy the quiet sounds of nature. Boy, how fortunate. How fortunate am I? I'm all messed up on my run walk, but I'm going to walk out Harris Trail and then start back up on Grant. I'll be running southbound again, but up, as the running jackal would say. There's the run break, or the run segment. Let's get back on it. I have not heard anything from the jackal as of late. I just haven't heard any podcasts. I know everybody's putting them out. Morning. Oh, she had her earphones in. She was running fast, too. And the bunny was back on the trail. So, I haven't heard anybody's podcast. My prayer, my hope, is that this doesn't offend my friends, Carlos, JD, Kevin, Adam, Steve. I don't think you've put anything out. I have not listened to any running podcast probably in a few weeks. And there's just not enough time in the day. I really can't find it. I wake up in the morning. I get myself together to go to work. I listen to the good word from God on the way to work. I get into work. It's nonstop talking and interacting until the end of the day, which either brings me home or out for a run, or I listen to more good news from the kingdom of heaven, and I go home, and there's no shortage of giggling and talking and catching up with my precious girls. So I can't find the time. Sorry. Anyway. Where am I going? Where am I going? I'm not going anywhere. Oh, there's a no trespassing sign right smack dab in the middle of this trail, which I'm going to ignore and run by it. So I think it was talking about how fortunate I was to have this treasured jewel for now, right now, because I'm not promised anything more than right now. All I have is this moment. That's all I've got. How many times have I said that? We are not promised one more breath. None of us. None of us are promised one more breath. Every breath is a gift. It is. Think about it. We are not promised one more breath. So, that kind of feeds in as to what's going on in the world with all this killing, all this gun violence. Hey, you've heard it. Live streaming videos of officers shooting people, officers being killed as they attempt to serve and protect. It doesn't matter if anybody's wearing a uniform. It doesn't matter if anybody's African, American, Islamic, Chinese. There's the turtle. I gotta get this, hold on. I missed him. He got scared and he went back in his hole, but it doesn't matter what your skin color is. It doesn't matter if you're wearing a uniform. It doesn't matter all the things that we're associating with the events. What matters is that killing is wrong. It's a simple equation. Taking the life of another. It's against the basic law of God. Because you see, we all bleed red. That's the color. We all bleed red. I bleed red. I've been practicing medicine since 1992. Anybody I've had in my care who has bled, bled red. We all have two eyes. We all have a heart. We all have a soul. And the giver of life should be the only one to take life. And that's my statement on it. Because I see a lot of misplaced rage. The rage over a lost life is the rage over a lost life. But to assign factions and groups and categories. I just can't let my mind settle on that. I hope I'm making sense. Because in the same breath as I'm trying to speak to it, I'm trying not to offend. I'm trying to make you see there's a bigger issue. We're not promised a single breath. If our breath should go due to disease or old age or the unfortunate circumstances in health that life has dealt us, because we're not controlling anything. We're all here. We're not controlling anything. We think we are. We think we're controlling our life and our minds and our circumstances. With the mightiest of effort, we may be able to control what we think and who we think about and how we try to live. But even that is under the control of a higher power. I'm on the Serenity Circle now. Oh, look at this. There's new construction. They've built a cross and some, looks like some tables and benches and little brick, look like a brick pit. Maybe for barbecue, I don't know, but they've built it closer to the church in what I think is possible anticipation of them moving or repurposing the little southern section of the circle with the footpath that I'm walking on now. So yeah, things are changing. My run breaks and walk breaks are all messed up. I've been starting lately, especially in the Triple C, with no walk breaks until halfway through or three quarters of the way through. And then when I get tired, I take some. This morning, due to my uneven breathing and breathlessness and incessant talking and chanting, I've run through some, I've stopped through some. Can't get a rhythm. Matter of fact, I think this podcasting is distracting me from enjoying the run. Though I'm not distracted by talking to you, my friends. Oh, my glasses just fell. No, I'm not distracted by talking to you. I feel even more, even though I've not been all that verbal or visible on the social media, I feel even more what was that? I gotta see this. There's a sign around one of the trees with a red ribbon. It's dated June 20th, 2016. Okay, I'm back. I lost my train of thought. What was I doing? I was running. I was talking. I got distracted with taking a picture. And then I saw a turtle. I took a video of that. And I posted it to Slow Runners. And so I think for a few minutes I'm going to stop talking here. I'm sitting on a bench right at the cul-de-sac of Palm and Gover Trail. I'm going to get back into the flow of the run. And then come back on the other side. All right, don't go. I'll be back.
So, good morning, Norman. This is your BC buddy, your BC bud, Carlos, cycling over to see Mavis this morning. It rained heavily all last night, so now the whole area is steaming. I'm planning to run later on, but I wanted to get this submission out in time so that you could include it on your Saturday show today. Hopefully you'll be running happy, and hopefully you'll be having a wonderful afternoon with your girls. I'm not sure if Pepita is working today, but I have a good idea that you'll be out early this morning. I'm going over to see Mavis now, a little bit earlier than usual, just so that I can send this submission to you as I roll downhill towards the Victorian seniors' residence. Today I'm planning to run the bog loop. I'm going to go across Mount Douglas and over towards Rithet's Bog, once around the bog and back. It's one of the runs that I do a lot. Morning. It's one of the runs that I do a lot. And it's almost a guaranteed hour and a half of fun and laughter. I heard quite a few podcasts last night. I couldn't sleep. I listened to Chris Russell's new show. And I heard Jim's Chicago recording, which was interesting. Him running with his wife on the shores of Lake Michigan, I believe. Anyway, don't want to get this too long. This submission should be about 2 minutes in length by the time I'm done. So this is the Running Jackal wishing you a great run and a great weekend. And this is also a shout out to all our extra mile and slow running club friends out there. I hope you all have a wonderful, active, fun weekend. So from Victoria, BC, this is Carlos handing you back to Norman as he runs where it is that he is running today. Probably the hammock. Bye-bye.
Well, that brought a smile to my face as I could envision the Running Jackal on his hunk of junk making his way to go see Mavis this morning. And I felt all at once gathered back up into the Runnet community and this virtual society we all participate in. I've had a couple of stop breaks just to sit and kind of relax. I don't feel like it's the weather, but I seem to have gotten a bit of fatigue under my belt. It might just be relaxation, that kind of moment where the busyness of the week is stopped and you realize that it's okay just to slow down in your mind and heart. I'm approaching the wooden footpath over the bog that separates the Frisbee Golf Course from the Pinellas Trail. And I'll be rounding about Osprey Loop. How you doing? Some people playing frisbee. He looked up for a brief second. I tried to greet him, but he looked back down immediately. So the greeting may have been lost. AC gym. Got to visit Chicago and watch his beloved Chicago Cubs this week. The joy was palpable on his part. And I'm happy for you, Jim. And while my Mets may have had some success against your club, certainly the injuries are mounting up. So, to date, we've lost the captain of our team, David Wright. We've lost Lucas Duda, our first baseman. We now have lost one of our ace pitchers, Matt Harvey, who, because of injury, wasn't really lighting it up that much anyway. Yoenis Cespedes was injured just yesterday with a right oblique strain. That shouldn't be too bad. Both Steven Matz and Noah Syndergaard, our other two stellar pitchers, have bone spurs, but they're still pitching. Although Thor was taken out last night because of an ineffective outing and what the newspapers are calling a dead arm, I think that's just fatigue. And we're going in to the All-Star break after tonight's game. So, once again, Jim, hold your head high. Let me adjust here. Can I run through? I don't want to interrupt your outing. I feel like I'm on the PGA for golfers here. Frisbee golfers. There's three guys. Anyway, hold your head up high, James. Your team will most likely go into the playoffs and maybe the World Series this year. While my team, as the injuries mount, will need to really decide whether they're going to use those injuries as an excuse or whether they're going to pull up together and say, guess what? We're still the New York Mets, and we're here to make the postseason. Team season. That's what I think the team should do. Now, undoubtedly, injuries can shape a season, but this is Major League Baseball. The rest of you guys, yeah, I'm talking to you Mets, pull yourselves up by your bootstraps. Still a lot of talent on this team. Jacob DeGrom, Thor and Matz, you'll be back. Bartolo Colon, they call him Big Sexy. We just signed Jose Reyes. James Loney at first base has been filling in quite admirably for Lucas Duda. Asdrubal Cabrera at short and Neil Walker at second. With Curtis Granderson. Come on, guys. You can still do this. Don't go. We have some injuries. We're discouraged. We don't know if we're going to make... I'm just here to encourage you. Get on your giddy up. Put it together. You can still make a run. Where am I? Oh, I'm running here in Hammock Park. I thought I was at Citi Field giving a motivational speech to the New York Mets for a minute there. I will snap out of it. Let's start running again. I'll tell you, I don't know if I'm going to get high mileage today based on the energy slowly being sapped away from me. I may just call it 5 miles for a Saturday and rest on the laurels of a 20-mile week. Seeing as I got an 8-miler on Monday and a 7-miler on Thursday. park is eerily quiet today. I wonder if it's due to the heat. I don't know. Anyway. I can't think of anything else of value to say other than sincere, heartwarming, heartfelt hellos and messages of love to my friends, Michael Davis in the Midwest, conquering long miles with his various running clubs, Steve Hailstone back to his running ways, Kevin of Gwynn, who should be flying back from, is it Jamaica? Is that where you were? Barbados? Somewhere in the Caribbean. With your beautiful family. James of Daly. Coming off the heels of a successful outing with his beautiful wife in Chicago. David Foss, who I've not interacted much with lately. Even David, I think, may have gotten weary of my lack of participation or response or offerings in social media, because I know he's still running strong. I see him on Daily Mile. Who else is has an interest in my... Hello, how are you? There's a rapid walker making her way down the trail with a smile on her face. Who else can I shout out to? Carlos, you have my friend, ship, and love as a brother. All of you, all of my friends, my brothers, my sisters, and the Runnet and social media community, I love you. This is just me. Slogging along Cedar Trail at the moment. Almost in completion of my first loop. Saying bye-bye.
From the New Jersey swamps, where they've been, they hang in the air and drift past Herald Square and look down over New York once again. And dreamland rises up from the ashes, those flickering lights by the sea, an echo from the moon, an old boardwalk tune, Coney Island, just the way it should be. Daisy Josephine, Daisy Josephine, the Penn Station Angels watch over your dreams. return to undo past mistakes. Turning that wine back to water this time for Daisy, if that's what it takes. Daisy Josephine, Daisy Josephine. The Penn Station Angels watch over your dreams. Station Angels watch over your dreams, Daisy Jones.